Before we go on to the Kaddish, take a moment here to, we like to often have a testimony or a testimonial in our Yom Kippur service, and I've asked my wife actually to share, it's not her story, but the story of someone we're involved with whose sort of story is around the, and our experience with her around the holy days. And so I'll ask my wife to share.
Good evening. So much of life is a journey, and we journey along life in many ways, but our spiritual life is one of journey too, and it's often a privilege to walk alongside of someone in their own spiritual journey. And my journey with somebody by the name of Michelle began exactly 9 years ago around the High Holy Days, as I received a phone call from a 22-year-old young lady who had just come to know Jesus. She had actually left her hometown. She was staying with her parents at the time, and she had her Bible wrapped in a towel underneath her bed, and she was trying to secretly know the Lord. And a good friend said to her, it's just not going to happen. And so she left the Midwest and came out this way, and that's when she called me, and she said, Yom Kippur is coming, and I have no idea how, as a Jewish person, one's supposed to, once you know Jesus, celebrate Yom Kippur. So I was privileged to get together with this 22-year-old young lady who was desperately seeking to know how to be Jewish and follow Jesus, and to be able to explain to her how meaningful Yom Kippur is and how important it is as a Jewish believer in Jesus to be able to celebrate the holiday and to talk about that it's not just about fasting and giving to charity and saying prayers, but truly about knowing that God had sent the ultimate sacrifice through Jesus. And so that's when my journey began with Michelle, and I began studying with her to know God better and to understand the Bible better. And at that time, she hadn't even told her family yet that she had become a believer in Jesus, and it was something that was terrifying for her. Her grandparents were Holocaust survivors, are Holocaust survivors, and so it was a journey over time. And I just marvel that what can happen in our spiritual lives when we make a commitment to follow Jesus seriously. Because some of us can kind of stagnate as believers and just not go anywhere. But here was somebody who was willing to count the price for following the Lord. And so in her pursuit of knowing the Lord, she finally realized, it didn't take her long to realize, she needed to tell her family. And I think her worst fears of how they might react, it was even worse than that. And it was really hard to walk alongside of her and see the pain that it caused her family, and she knew that. And so over time, we fervently began praying for her family, and it's just amazing to see now, 9 years later, Garrett and I actually had the privilege of being part of Michelle's wedding. In fact, our whole family was part of her wedding. Zach was the ring bearer, Dolly was the flower girl, I was the matron of honor, and Garrett was the officiant. So what an amazing journey it's been over 9 years to see somebody at 22 who had just come to know the Lord, to somebody who's been baptized, who knows the Lord, who follows him with all her heart, soul, mind, and strength, who shared with her family, and the reaction, of course, was not positive, but just to see what God's done in her life, but also in the life of her family. I wish I could say that her family has come to faith, but if someone had told me that they would attend the wedding, I would have been, you've got to be kidding. And every one of her family came and attended the wedding. And there was so much fear and anxiety heading into this wedding that, I don't know, it was one of those things where you can just see the power of prayer, because not only did her family all attend, but God worked in their hearts, and I would never have imagined that this 90-year-old, almost 90-year-old grandma who's a Holocaust survivor would come up after the service and say, that was the most wonderful wedding ceremony. So just amazing to see. The story's not over, but I share that with you because Michelle's been on a journey, and she's been faithful in pursuing the Lord, and God's been faithful in return to provide her with a wonderful husband that she's just married now. And just to see where her family's come from, complete hostility to where they are today, and just have to believe that the story's not over for them too. So just share that by way of encouragement. Many of us here are Jewish people who follow the Lord, and We know that and our hearts ache for our family. So just share that by way of encouragement that God is alive and active and he's at work and our lives are a journey and our spiritual walk is a journey, and to keep faith and keep hope and keep prayer alive for our family, and that one day they too might come to know the true ultimate sacrifice of Jesus, who gave his life to be the final atonement for each one of us. Amen.